Well, I'm in the middle of what is the current station, and we're just about to go past some makeshift walls. I've got Chris Montgomery, who's the project director, with me. He's going to show me through. So if we walk through here, we'll see the new concourse.
We certainly will. Follow me, Phil. You come through.
Wow.
There she is. Just walk through this way. For the first 2 years of the project, we actually turned an old multi-storey car park. And we bought two floors of the multi-storey car park. We took a floor out and created a new station inside. With this being an interchange station, it's probably one of the most complex projects to undertake, having up to a quarter of a million people on a very busy day coming through the station to actually do the work, with generally around about 1,000 workers working around the clock to do it, while we undertake these works in and around the travelling public.
I welcome this opportunity of giving a brief indication and explanation of Birmingham's activities.
When Sir Percival Bower made this promotional film about the city in 1931 for Pathé News, New Street Station still had its grand Victorian facade.
And now I am going to leave you, but I sincerely hope that when you depart from this busy Birmingham station, many pleasant memories of our city will remain.
They rebuilt it in the 60s, but it was a disaster, grim, gloomy, and dismal.
Neil Ramey, Chief Executive, Marketing Birmingham. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. A New Street Station hasn't perhaps been the best front door to this city, but the city's looking very different. Its shoulders are lifted. It's feeling much, much more positive about the future. And I think it's a very good time to be in the city. We're seeing more Londoners choosing to come and develop here and to live here. It's generating a sense of pride and a sense of momentum in the city that perhaps we haven't seen for a generation.
Sir Albert Bohr is the leader of Birmingham City Council, and he thinks that the new development here, including the Grand Central Shopping Centre, will open up the city. And you can already see the effects here in John Bright Street, which until recently was quite desolate and deserted.
Once New Street Station opens, I know we'll see investment going in there in the next few years.
Britain's second city, often overlooked, often gets a bad press. This is a moment where it can at last be the centre of attention.
Oh, I think we can take pride in what is about to happen here in the city centre. And I think those who now come to New Street Station as their first entry point into Birmingham will come out through that station with a wow factor in their heads.
Over there to the left.
Tonight, after the final passengers have got on or got off their trains, there's a major operation that needs to take place to get everything ready for tomorrow morning. Martin Woodward is the project director for MACE, who are the subcontractors, the people who've been building the station.
We've got over 500 metres of safety hoarding in place to keep the public safe. All that has to come out on the night. All the machines have to be cashed up. There's a huge amount of work to do on the night. We've been planning that from six months out.
And you're confident that everything will be ready and those first passengers that get off will see a shiny new station?
They will definitely see a shiny new station, and I think a station that they'll be very proud of.
If a passenger comes and asks you, just...
This weekend it faces its first major test, possibly the busiest weekend New Street Station has ever had. Up to 300,000 people are expected to come here because there's a major arts festival taking place, there's the Rugby World Cup, and of course a huge new shopping centre to explore.